Well, for you today, what makes this the good game for Eric to make his regular season debut tonight in his second start?
Came up playing well, and now has had a little time with us, a little time on the ice to get used to the shooters at this level. And Connor has played more than just a few more games than we would have liked originally with Steve's injury. We've got an awful lot of hockey coming up ahead, and you know, Steve may be back soon, but we still don't know. So this is a good game for Eric to get into.
Fatigue, you felt, was a bit of a factor for
Connor? No, we're trying to stay away from it. Right, is trying to stay ahead of that curve and not wait till he's dragging in games. So we can back off another time zone change, go into 4 and 6 divisional, and we just want to make sure he stays sharp.
Teams are very good at bouncing back from tough games.
Yep.
What do you think are the keys to doing that?
You know what? You get hit the reset button and get back to your strengths. And we weren't there, and Detroit deserved to win the game. They played a real hard game. We were off a bit from where we felt we'd been playing up to that point. So we just come off, you know, a stretch of 4 games. We'd scored 21 goals, and it was looking like we felt it should go that way. And the National Hockey League doesn't operate like that, so. And we get back to doing some good hard things and some simple things and play with that confidence that means you don't have to do everything every time you touch the puck.
Alexander Barkov is a very good player, but maybe he doesn't get the attention he might get elsewhere as a coach. What do you see from his game?
You know what? I think it's fair to say, and I spent a lot of time in the Southeast, we don't get to see these guys an awful lot. Big, strong kids that can handle the puck at a very mature level, very young, right? So there'll be a lot of growth in his game. He'll continue to get bigger and stronger and drive more. But these kids come in now at 18 through 22, and their puck skills are just ahead of where everybody else is. Great range on the ice. They can do a lot of things that you used to have to wait 7 or 8 years for these guys to do. So powerful force in the game now at a young age.
What do you see from Florida as a whole? They've kind of, I don't want to say gone back, but they're trying to find themselves again from what they had built a couple of years ago?
I think you're seeing a changeover in identity and style of play. When I watch these guys play, it does look in some ways like San Jose, right? So Bob's experience there with the style of game and the skill level that they had there, playing fast, changing sides in the offensive zone, really important back end involved in their play. They've got shooters back there. They've got guys that can bring the puck and can skate the puck. So in those, it's reminiscent of those games. We see them play a whole lot more, but I think that's the area that they're headed, and they're headed in the right direction.
What stood out about Ben Sherratt since he's coming to the lineup, Paul?
He's been pretty physical, pretty hard. You know, I would say pleased with his game overall. We all had a tough night in Detroit, but simple, quick puck movement, hard plays along the wall.